第141课。
When the door opened, I almost jumped right out of my skin. There was my brother, arms loaded with Christmas presents. He lives all the way out in California, but he'd decided to surprise me by flying to Washington for Christmas. When it started to rain, I ran toward a big tree for shelter, but there was a flash of lightning, and I jumped right out of my skin. The lightning hit the tree just before I reached it. Have you seen Henry lately? For 2 months he's been on this special diet to lose weight. Well, he's taken off 40 pounds, and now he's all skin and bones. There's nothing sadder to see than a picture of children who are all skin and bones because they live someplace where most people don't get enough to eat.
第142课。
I've warned my son Jack repeatedly not to have anything to do with drugs. Last night, however, he was caught by the police for selling drugs on the street. Wait until he comes home. I'll skin him alive. Mary promised 2 weeks ago that she would stop seeing Bill. Today, my sister saw her with Bill in a restaurant, kissing and hugging. I am going to skin her alive this time. In a bar in Chicago last week, these three guys invited me to a friendly poker game. They let me win the first couple of hands, and then upped the stakes. Do you know I lost $5,000 by the time I realized I'd been caught in a skin game? Since I joined the Mahjong game last summer, I've won only once for just $20. It suddenly dawned on me last week that I've been cheated by the other three in a skin game.
第143课。
Normally, I don't care much for classical music. U2 is more my style. But I can listen to Mozart all day long. Just imagine, he died at 35 and he wrote 600 pieces of music. He was certainly one of a kind. I've seen all the great fighters in the last 30 years, and I think the best was Muhammad Ali. He was one of a kind. He could move faster and hit quicker than anybody else I ever saw. Our firm is paying our new executive vice president $200,000 a year, but it takes a lot of money to hire a top-notch man these days. When I'm in New York, I always stay in this hotel. Everything here is top-notch, the rooms, the restaurants, the service, and it's close to most of the places I want to go.
第144课。
When I was a kid, I'd crash the gate at baseball games, but I stopped for good when I got caught one day and the police called Dad, and he gave me the only whipping of my life. I have this friend who is an expert at crashing parties at foreign embassies. He wears his best clothes and walks in the door like he's somebody important. If they ask to see his invitation card, he feels around his pockets and says he must have left it at home. I'm busy taking a crash course in German because my company is sending me to Berlin next month to open a branch office. It's hard work, 4 hours a day with my tutor, and another 4 or 5 hours of study at home listening to tapes. When that young man was elected to Congress, he went to Washington a month early to get a crash course from a retiring congressman on the important issues he'd have to vote on.
第145课。
Hey, Pete, come on over and take a look at my new set of wheels. Fire engine red, real leather upholstery. I tell you, the girls will go crazy over it. I'm too old to worry about impressing the girls. All I want is a cheap set of wheels I can count on to get me to work every day, and that doesn't cost a lot to keep running. Joe got fired from that big company because they thought he was too much of a freewheeler. He wouldn't fit into the system. Now he's working as a used car salesman. Other congressmen call Mr. Blank a freewheeler because he doesn't always vote the way the party wants. But in our district, we like a man who votes his honest conviction.
第146课。
Be careful if you do business with Mr. Green. He's a real wheeler dealer, full of big talk and promises. He knows lots of important people, but he takes some chances with the laws. The best thing you can say about him is that so far he's stayed out of jail. Some people call my brother a wheeler dealer because he's made so much money buying and selling real estate. But the truth is, he's just smarter than the people he does business with, and I can't see anything wrong with that. Have you noticed that group of seniors who always sit at that big table in the dining room? They think they're better than the rest of us. If you sit down at that table, they don't even say hello. They make you feel like a fifth wheel. My son asked me to come help at his school track meet, but I felt like a fifth wheel when I got there. They already had enough people to help, so I just stood there feeling useless.
147课.
I sure wish I had a green thumb like Mr. Jones next door. Every year he grows the best tomatoes and sweet corn in our whole neighborhood, and his roses are absolutely beautiful. All my friends say that I have a green thumb. They keep on asking me what I do to the plants at home, as they look so shining and healthy. To tell you the truth, the only thing I do is water them once a week. It's funny how Dr. Brown can do delicate brain surgery in the operating room, yet his wife Mabel says he's all thumbs at home when he tries to change a light bulb or hammer a nail in the wall to hang up a picture. It's amazing. You can knit so fast and finish a sweater in a week. Have you seen the way Julie knits? She's all thumbs. I'm afraid it's going to take her years to finish a sweater.
148课.
My friend Pete Green is certainly under his wife's thumb. She handles all the money, buys his clothes, won't let him go out at night. He's almost afraid to breathe without her permission. It's really sad that my brother Jack's son was arrested for selling drugs. I told Jack he had to place his son under his thumb before it's too late, but he didn't believe me. I really felt sorry for my roommate Dora at the party last night. She wore her very best dress, but her boyfriend came wearing blue jeans and a t-shirt. He stuck out like a sore thumb because all the other men were in coats and ties. Sarah went to the ball alone, thinking she'd find someone to dance with, but everyone had a partner, so she was all alone most of the time. She stuck out like a sore thumb and was very embarrassed.
149课.
You ought to go and look around in that big new department store that just opened at the shopping mall. I've never seen so many different things to buy in all my life. They sell everything from soup to nuts. My friend Jean had been posted in a number of countries when she worked as a secretary in overseas embassies. Over the years, she collected so many beautiful things, and her home has practically everything from soup to nuts. It was really tough over the Target area today. The Germans threw everything but the kitchen sink at us. Rockets, anti-aircraft cannon, machine gun fire. We were lucky they didn't send up their fighter planes, or we would have lost some of our bombers. Gee, honey, do you really need all that stuff for a 3-day holiday? It looks like you've brought along everything but the kitchen sink.
150课.
Jones, when are you going to have that bid ready for the big airport construction contract? I'm telling you right now, if you don't have our bid ready in time, you can kiss your job goodbye. I used to like that restaurant when the food was good and the price was reasonable. But since it moved to the place close to where I live, the food has become lousy, and the prices have gone so high, so I've decided to kiss it goodbye. One candidate I won't support is Joseph Blow. Sure, he may be a good speaker and all that, but he's been involved in some shady business deals. Once the newspapers start digging that up, it would be the kiss of death for our whole list of candidates for the city council. Go talk to Dad for me, please. You know Mom always goes along with Dad's decisions. If she approaches Dad on my behalf, that would be the kiss of death to my trip.